Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Bianca.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Amy. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we were living la vida lockdown. But for now, we're free. Yay! We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but for now we're free, so yay.
Yeah.
So we take aim at one topic each week, along with a bottle or three of wine, and we try to make some sense of it. So, ladies, what are we drinking tonight?
Well, I've gone back to my trusted Brown Brothers, and I'm drinking, the Crouchin and Riesling. It's the Kraken. I'm drinking the Kraken and Riesling.
Oh,
the Kraken and Riesling.
That would be.
I don't know how spiced rum and Riesling would go together, but I'm down.
That's what I was just
this.
Thinking.
We might have to do a little bit in my mouth.
We might have to do a bit of a try once we're really drunk.
Yes. Really drunk. Yeah. I mean, Shamwells were amazing, so you know.
Yeah, true.
Well, I'm drinking a Malbec. It's the Bleasdale. It's from the Potts family. Oh, interesting, actually. I was reading on the back of the bottle. So Frank Potts bequeathed the winery to his sixth son. I'm like, what happened to the other five? I want to know. I want to know.
One became a chef. One became an exotic dancer.
Ooh, okay. I'm down for this.
One wasn't interested.
Fair enough.
One decided to, you know, just travel the world for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
And become a famous artist or something.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And the fifth one was actually just an idiot and he couldn't trust him to run a business.
We'll call him Frodo.
All right.
He set off to destroy a ring.
A different Frodo, mate. But anyway, whatever. Oh, our first episode back is going so well.
And I'm already halfway through my bottle.
I'm picturing fucking Frodo as a hobbit. I can't even.
He really could be. I mean, I hate those movies.
As I know. An
avid listener would know I hated The Godfather. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So, on to me. I am drinking a Palazzo Rosé. I have drank at this from this particular winery before through my wine pyramid scheme that I'm obsessed with, and I still don't know whether I'm saying this right. It's Palazzo, I think. I'm real sorry. I don't think that that's right. But anyway, the wine is amazing. So if you look up, well, I'll just say it, Naked Wines, the R Palazzo range of wines, they're actually really, really good. Highly recommend them. So let's crack on, girls, because I can see this being a freight train going to nowhere.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're just so excited. 2021, yay.
First week back for 2021. All right, Bianca, what is our topic for tonight before we go too far?
I know. All right, so our topic tonight is, what is your favourite superpower and why? So I went down a rabbit hole of what is a superpower. And it is a country that influences events with its military and economic power. And I was like, boring. like, when you type in, what is a superpower? That's the first thing that comes up. I'm like, fuck off, it's not what I want to know about. So I then went down a further rabbit hole, a bit further down Google, and it is a genetic mutation. Yes. So mutants do not actually mean retractable claws or the ability to control the weather. In fact, there are little genetic typos that typically result in minor changes, which, when they aren't actually deadly, they're often invisible. Mutations are the means by which nature adds new variants into the genetic pool. If these traits are successful, then they're passed along through the generations and become a normal part of all the species.
Is that like when you get webbed feet and stuff?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. That's exactly that. Good old Darwin. So Without mutations, evolution would not be possible. Species would have never gained new abilities or attributes. For example, our species, humans, so our recent past, which is about 12,000 years ago, a single human had a mutation that gave him the superpower to drink cow's milk and not get sick. I was not blessed with this. Apparently, this it only actually passed on to half of the world's population. I didn't realize half the world is lactose intolerant. Oh, brothers and sisters, band together. We don't need cows anyway, but yeah. So
yeah, it's so common. You have no idea. And we're not supposed to, you know what? We're not supposed to eat nuts. And do you want to know why we're not supposed to eat nuts? Because they've got things in them that would make them pass through any sort of digestive tract in whole, or they will make whoever eats them sick. Because we're not supposed to eat them. They're supposed to go into the ground to make new trees. So technically not supposed to eat nuts of any description. But for some reason, some people can handle it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I've never like tried to harvest my almonds, because it's like, if you don't do it properly, you'll get salmonella. And I'm like, I definitely won't do it properly. Like, no matter what instructions anybody gives me.
Yeah, definitely not doing it properly.
No. So some newly discovered genetic mutations that I found with my deep dive, some people carry an abnormal copy of a gene called the DEC2, which affects the circadian sleep rhythm. The result is they are short sleepers. So they don't actually need as much sleep as, like, the average person. And the genetic makeup, it only affects like 5% of the population. So there are people out there who can survive on 4 hours sleep, and that's all the sleep they need.
Oh, no thanks.
If my mum tries to tell you that she's one of those people, she's not. She's brain.
Oh, no.
But anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, ooh, I did not know that. And another one that I found was Elizabeth Taylor has a rare condition known as, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, I know, dystichia, in which the eyelashes actually grow from an abnormal spot on the eyelid. And in her case, she has a double set of lashes.
So that's how she did it.
Yes. Ah. Yes.
Right.
So
now I understand so
much. Most people with the condition, though, they are actually physically affected because the eyelashes scrape the eye, like they just touch your eye all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, but she doesn't have that problem.
She was the lucky one.
Yeah, she only just got fame and fortune from it. Yeah.
Oh, she just got fame and fortune. Oh, well, that's good then. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one that I found was a genetic condition known as Marfan syndrome, which affects connective tissue throughout the body. People with Marfan tend to be unusually tall, long limbs and fingers, and have abnormal flexibility. It's a spectrum disease, so it means in some cases it can be life-threatening and cause defects in the heart and other organs. But some people with mild symptoms can live a full, normal, healthy life. And I don't have his name because obviously I lost all my tabs just before this recording. But there's an actor, he played Slender Man, he played several other horror movie things. You know when you see the creature and he comes out and moves all fucking weird and it looks like CGI?
Yeah.
No.
And they like they'll bend in all different ways.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, he actually did that. It wasn't CGI at all. So,
I like it, but it's creepy.
Yeah, real creepy. And he's super tall and lanky. And, yeah, he suffers from this disease. And that's the only thing that's wrong with him is he can bend.
I
can really do with bend.
I can't. Nope. Pouring another glass. Can't.
It's like when you see, I can't remember what horror movie it is now, but she bends backwards and starts fucking crawling and you're like, no!
Is that the new Exorcist? And she does that weird walk down the staircase?
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's the new one. That's the old one.
Oh, no. I think it's whatever. I think it's both. It's just gross. It's so gross. And it's why I can't sleep at night.
It's one of the reasons, you mean.
Yeah.
is one.
Yeah. There are many. I have issues. So my last one, I had so many that I found, but I just thought I'll just pick out these few. So if a person possesses a Delta 32 mutation, they are completely immune to HIV. So this was discovered in the 90s because 80s and 90s, HIV was a massive, it really had a surged through everywhere across the world. Like it was just, yeah, it's not talked about as much now. I don't know why it really should, but anyway. Mm. So this person, he had a massive group of friends. They all got HIV and he didn't, and he slept with everyone. So they checked his blood and they found that he had this Delta 32 mutation, which means that his white cell count, like his white cells are actually protected from the HIV touching them. Like they can't take hold. So
wow.
I was like, oh, maybe he can't get cancer either, because that's how some cancers, you know, get into your white cells. So it'd be interesting to know how far the Delta 32 mutation actually protects you. But yeah, in one way that I did find was HIV, which is interesting.
Well, yeah, he might be able to get cancer because it might originate from an area of his body. Whether it can spread, though, we don't know, because then the cells would, well, the white cells would surround it trying to kill it, and it wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So, How interesting. Yeah. It's very, very rare. I didn't have the percentage of how many people can, actually have this.
Yeah, it'd be so hard. Like, I mean, just from a statistics perspective, it'd be ridiculous.
So, yeah, there was heaps of them that I actually found. I couldn't believe how many different genetic mutations there are in the world. So that's it for me on that. I'm not going to go on all night about it. But the better genetic mutations are the ones that are made up in the realm of comic books and TV and movies, and I love it. And especially like the TV show Heroes. I completely forgot about it until I started doing research, and I was just like, oh, my God, yes, Heroes. I freaking love that show.
I never got into it.
Oh, God, I loved it. And I didn't get into the spin-off, which was the kids, because the kids just annoyed me the whole way through. I don't care. Now, without further ado, I will crack onto my segment. I chose, for my superpower, I actually chose telepathy. So I was thinking in my mind, I'm just like, be a badass, like Charles Xavier and Jean Grey from like the X-Men, or for funsies, like Nick Marshall from What Women Want, except for his was women only, and that was only after electrocution. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, Scarlet Witch. She's a badass. Come on. Yeah. So, yes.
I didn't know she was telepathic. She comes up in my segment too, but for different reasons.
So, I don't think I wrote it down at all, but telepathy and the one you're going to talk about are very much linked. Which is, funny. We linked.
Finally enough, we picked a similar thing but went on different angles for it. I know. Who knew?
We say we have one brain, but
they really do.
This is the tangents that we go on. If I had the superpower of telepathy, I would be able to read people's minds, sense someone else's thoughts, communicate with them mentally and affect them, so I could interact with their mind and conscious thoughts, and that'd be so freaking awesome. So in my telepathy deep dive, I found it is also called, I didn't know I had other names, I'm going to say this wrong, legilimency. I don't know. It's got an L, and it can't be legimency. It's got an L, unless the L's silent. Is the L silent?
I don't know.
So it's also called mental surfing. Cool. Mind induction. Okay. Psych probe. thought casting. And TP. TP, every time I read it, my brain goes to Beavis and Butthead. TP for my bunghole. Every time. I'm like, TP. TP for my bunghole.
We were teenagers in the 90s. That's where my brain goes to.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a 90s kid. Sorry about it.
Sorry.
Yeah, definitely not sorry about it. Telepathy has three common abilities or categories. So there is telepathic communication, which is the ability to transmit information from one mind to another. There is telepathic perception, which is the ability to receive information from another mind, knowing an opponent's moves and attacks. And then there's telepathic manipulation, which is the ability to affect, influence, control, manipulate the minds of others. The most advanced telepaths are not only capable of interacting with the minds and spirits of others, but with reality itself in various ways, tapping into psychic, astral, and energies and extending their senses and even their very consciousness from their bodies and project their power into a physical plane. I'm like, oh, that's what I want to do. Just fuck with people. And there's different levels. So when you start off in your telepathy journey, you're at the basic level. Like at the start, I'd be able to sense minds from like feet or meters away and sense consciously generated thoughts. And then there's the advanced level. So level up. So I'd be able to sense the minds from a community scale. So I would be able to sense subconscious memories and thoughts. And then I level up to expert. So I'd be able to sense the minds from kilometers to a continental scale. And I'd be able to manipulate the thoughts and feelings of every individual within such a distance. So beyond that, I'd go master level. So I'd be able to sense the minds on a planetary scale and every being across the planet and nearby worlds. And I can manipulate the functions of the mind. And then there's ultimate level. So I could sense minds on a galactic scale. So I'd be able to manipulate body and mind of everything related to them. And then there is God level. So absolute level. This is it. I'd be able to sense the minds on a universal scale and even beyond. And I'd be able to manipulate everything that makes up their individuality. And then, of course, so because I was looking at how far I could go, there are limitations. And there's a whole list of limitations. But I'm just going to put down one. That's all I did. So as a telepath, you cannot work on mindless beings. So you guys are safe. It's okay.
Sarah and I are good, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you're safe. I mean, I can't, if you're not animated, you don't have a brain, I can't do anything with that.
High five, Sarah. We're okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they mentioned corpses and, you know, animated objects, robots and stuff. I can't do anything with that. But I assume it included you guys as well. So,
yeah, that's us. Yep.
Yeah. So, anyway, after, much research, I actually think I'd like to start off with the superpower. But I'd rather be like Scylla from Heroes and absorb more superpowers and become an ultimate being and just yell at people, this is not even my final form.
I should do that anyway.
Just run out of the street. This is not even my final form. Yeah.
I feel like that should be something you should do anyway.
Yeah, done. All right, I'll do that. I'll do it. I'll film it. I'll put it on the blog. All right. So in my deep dive, like the reality of being a telepath, and there's all sorts of things like if you can hear other people's thoughts, can you switch it off so that you can't
hear? Well, that's my thing too. This is why I didn't pick this one, is because if you look at a lot of these characters, like, well, you know, a fictional character, a lot of their demise is from the fact that they can't turn it off or they can't control it. They just simply cannot. And it caves their brains in.
Yeah.
Sookie Stackhouse from True Blood was another one. She couldn't turn it off. And it much did her in.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, in reality, I'd build a fortress of solitude in the Himalayas. Like, just fuck off there. I mean, people can get to Antarctica, but they ain't fucking finding me on top of a mountain. They ain't going there.
Or you could just come to my house because, you know, I'm an inanimate object anyway. So, yeah.
So, yeah, look, I think I'd just hide out in the end. I honestly, this superpower wasn't much fun after I did some research on it, and I was more psyched before I started doing research, and I should have just gone with my heart and just talked out of that. instead of ruining my dreams.
You should, yeah. You should have just gone with your heart and went with, I don't know, flying or something.
All I wanted to be a badass. And then it turns out, no, I kind of want to be like Scylla and kill people and absorb their abilities. So I'm coming after you guys.
Yeah.
Tell me what your ability is. Go ahead, Amy.
All right, so for this topic, I also had a look at my favourite superheroes and their powers to work out which one I would want and why. Because superpowers don't, well, I mean, in a way, they really don't exist in our plane. I don't know, if you want to say that somebody's super smart or they're super athletic or they're, you know, I don't know, they're a really good problem solver or something like that. I mean, in itself, it's probably a superpower. If they possess something that not everybody has or a very small percentage of the population, then, well, is that a superpower? Because according to Bianca's definition, kind of is.
Yeah. So,
yeah. But like Bianca, I also went, but that's not fun. I want to see what's fun. So I went down the fiction route as well. So I decided that I would like the power of telekinesis, which is the power to move things with your mind. It was also followed closely by the power to fly, but I won't get into that one. I was really just looking at, you know, cutting down my airfare expenses for when I go traveling. So, yeah. But then I realized, well, I mean, I still have to carry my stuff. So yeah, I'm going to need the power to fly, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to need to have superhuman strength.
Yeah. And you're going to need like talons to hold it. So you're going to be literally bird person from like Rick
well,
and Morty.
I'll be bird person carrying a trailer.
And your child, like on your back, like Falcor.
I'm just literally going to tow an RV, mate, like flying. That is pretty much going to be me.
So I
decided the power to fly was hard, and that was way too much to talk about with that one. But I really have always loved this concept of being able to move things with your mind. So the main reason why I wanted this particular power is because I'm lazy as fuck. I am so lazy. But then I have like this little contingent of OCD and things like that where I feel like I'm physically compelled to go and do things because my brain is stupid. Yeah. So I figured if I had this power, I could like clean my house while sitting on the couch. I'm doing that. That is something I'm doing. If I can do multiple things at once, well, I'm manually doing one thing, but like in my brain, I'm doing six other things, like in another room. I'm definitely doing that. Definitely. Yeah. That's what I need.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So this power also has so many practical applications. Think of a time when you've not had the strength to lift something or open something. The power of telekinesis, well, I mean, it's not necessarily limited to your own physical power. It's a power of your mind. You may not manually be able to open a jar, but you could mentally do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I love this. Ultimately, I'm a multitasker, so I can see the applications of this power being endless. So I love this. I had a look at the Wikipedia page on telekinesis, and it's also known as psychokinesis. Basically, if you believe in science, which I do, there's no way that this is possible. Yeah, sad, but true.
Is this really like my mind's going, okay, so telekinesis, is that the same power that someone has to bend spoons? Or is that
I knew you were going to go there, so yes.
But it's not the spoon that bends.
It's the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I did a bit of a deep dive into the tests about bending spoons and like all of that sort of stuff. According to Wikipedia and many of the articles I read, none of this was conclusively proven by science. None of it. In fact, they pretty much got rid of all of those sorts of tests because it's not physically possible. There is no possible way that this could actually happen. And it has not been proven, although there's these spoon bending tests. It's not a thing. It's not a thing.
Well, then
so
how do
I decided
they
can't mate. It's all trickery or it's this or it's that. There's a whole deep dive I could go into bending spoons. But my topic was supposed to be on which power I wanted and why, not can people bend spoons. So it's a whole other episode. There's a whole other episode of why people can't bend spoons. Anyway. I had a look at the superheroes and the villains that have this capability, and turns out because the power is so prevalent in superheroes, there are a lot of variations of the power. So, for example, Magneto from X-Men movies, he can control metal, which is a type of telekinesis, but he can't control everything else. But then you've got other superheroes who and villains who can control, like, everything, not just metal and not just one thing.
Yeah.
Now, this has very close ties to telepathy. So many of the superheroes that I'm going to talk about, Bianca's already covered, and it's because telepathy, telekinesis tends to go hand in hand. And if you look at the origin stories with superheroes, it tends to have something to do with the wiring of the brain. There's all sorts of things that go on with that. Anyway, so just going back to this concept of telekinesis, it depends which character that you look at to see what the limitations of power are. So for me, I just really wanted a lot. I didn't want any limitations. I just want all of it. I just want to be able to, if I can see it, I should be able to move it.
Yeah.
That was my whole thing. So just having a look at the superheroes that have this ability. So Scarlet Witch from Avengers, Jean Grey from X-Men, Doctor Strange from the Avengers, Raven from Teen Titans, Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen, Superboy from Young Justice, and I think Professor X can do it from memory too.
Yes.
The thing he needs the helmet or something. I don't know. I'm a DC girl, so I don't really get into Marvel that much. But there is also some notable TV and movie characters that have this power. So Eleven from Stranger Things, Prue from Charmed, and also Matilda from the movie Matilda.
Yeah.
I basically just wanted to be Matilda. That's what I – if she can see it, she can move it. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah.
Yeah, but how handy would it be if you're sitting on the couch and you just thought of your fridge and the wine came to you?
My only problem is that I have to be able to – I'd have to learn to control it because – every night I'd be sitting there and all of a sudden a packet of grated cheese would wander onto my lap with a glass of wine. I'd be like, oh, wait, oh, that's here now anyway.
Can't let it go to waste.
Well, now I'm going to have to mentally go and tip it back in the bottle and put the cheese back in the fridge. Ah, fuck it. It's fine. Okay, so looking at some of the supervillains that have this power, I couldn't find many at all. And I'll discuss why I think that might be. Anyway, here are two, and you guys can correct me. I had a quick look, and I really couldn't find that many. So I think his name is Trigon, and he's Raven's dad from Teen Titans. He's the main bad guy in the Netflix Teen Titans TV show, if anybody has seen that. So he can do that, and Raven's powers derive from him. And also, as I said before, Magneto has a type of telekinesis. Now, I don't know if there are any others. If you're thinking of ones that you think, oh, my God, why didn't she talk about this? Well, I mean, there were a few more when I did a bit of a deep dive on Google, but I didn't really know any of them. So none of them are from movies or any, like, mainstream media. They're all from comics and stuff. So, yeah, I didn't go too far down the nerd hole.
Yeah.
If you would like to correct me, please do FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. I will happily look at any supervillains that have this particular power. Now, I think that supervillains are not necessarily written in with this power because potentially they're terrifying and unstoppable when they have this. So thinking about that, I'm now wondering whether I should have this power. This is probably why I don't have telekinesis, let's be honest.
You know what? I think you've proven that you'd be all right. What's the worst you're going to do? Coat the world in grated cheese and wine?
Why cleaning it with my several thousand mops?
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's the worst you're going to do, Amy.
Who are you, Mickey Mouse? Calm down.
I know.
Yeah.
I might also have, you know, I still have my hands and my mind full trying to shave my murder floof every summer. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, let's be honest. I am a fish brain.
Wouldn't that be amazing? You could just use your mind to hold him and the razor and you wouldn't end up with scratches and save yourself a vet bill.
Exactly. And then if I could just get you to tap into his brain and just tell him that this is fine.
Yeah. Oh, aren't we a team?
Yeah, this is the reason why we won't be taking over the world anytime soon. We're too busy doing things that immediately come into our brains. Ooh, I should wash the shower while I'm vacuuming the floor. And I'm going outside to hedge trim shit. Hey, you're really powerful. Do you think you should take over the world? Oh, no, I'm busy. I have six mops going in the back room. Yeah.
You've still got a full-time job. Like, you know, it's so busy.
And I'm doing a podcast, okay? I can't do that, you know, with telekinesis. Sorry.
So, look,
Prob's not going to run out and be a supervillain anytime soon, even if he did have telekinesis. But with all of that being said, I say fuck it. This is my segment and I want the power of telekinesis. I don't really care what comes of it. It's fine. I'm fine with that.
Same, mate. Yeah.
All right, Sarah, what have you got?
Well, while you two are using your powers to shave a cat. Clean shit.
And clean shave shit. A cat, clean shit.
Well, the power I've chosen, yes, one of my powers that I would really love to have would be to, you know, be like Dr. Doolittle and talk to the animals.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool. Like,
could you ask my so cat cool. why he's an asshole?
Oh, he just That'd doesn't like you. You don't even have to ask him. It's written all over his face.
The thoughts I would hear, I'd never go near a zoo or a circus again.
Yeah. Well, that's not the power I've chosen.
No. Some wouldn't know that they're depressed because they've never been outside. Think about that snake in Harry Potter.
I was about to say that. Like, if he was bred in captivity, he was still depressed.
He just wanted to get out and eat people. He just wanted to get out and eat the small children who was banging on his cage. I feel that.
Go for a bit of a stroll.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. I want to eat people when they rattle my cage too.
Exactly.
So the power I've actually chosen.
Yep.
Is to control and create the four main elements.
You want to be Captain Planet.
Oh, my God. Thank you for saying that. That's exactly where I went. I could be Captain Planet. He's a hero. Gotta take pollution down to zero. And then I went, maybe not. The spandex might not be a good look for me.
So I'm going to be fabulous, but anyway.
Avatar. The Last Airbender.
Oh, Lil Aang. Yep.
Yeah. Always peaceful until the Fire Nation attacked.
Yeah. And then you get an upper and a Momo.
Hang on a minute. You guys are like nerding out on me. So wait a minute. You don't want to be an avatar as in like the blue people?
Is no.
So it's not a blue person.
No, not the movie I hate.
Oh.
Although I do hate that movie, but I love the TV series.
I hate. And disgusted. They should never have made that.
They should never have made it. But the TV series is amazing.
It's spot on.
Oh, so
it's
great.
Actually technically a cartoon, but the anime world has kind of welcomed it as one of its own.
It has. Yeah.
It really has. It's an amazing. Not the blue people. Amazing. Okay, got it. Not the blue people.
No.
You've got airbender, waterbender, firebender, earthbender. And then you have the avatar who can control it all.
Yeah.
So Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Right. But he has to learn it. See, he doesn't really know what to do.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He's got to learn his elements. Yeah.
Did they give him a ring? That might help.
No. They gave him a blue arrow on his forehead.
He has. Well, that's because he's an airbender. Yeah, that's because he's an airbender.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's my kind of basis for what I want as a superpower. Reasons why? And let me just tell everyone that's listening to this, I am winging all of this. I have written nothing down.
You have? Nothing. Yeah. This is great. Yeah.
This is nothing. The only thing I wrote down is Avatar. That's the only thing I've written. So, reasons why Sarah wants to be like the Avatar. One, in case the Fire Nation attacks. Well, I live in Australia, okay? We have bushfires every year during summer. This year, we're doing pretty well. Fingers crossed.
There's still one that's raging out of control up north. But anyway, let's pretend that's not happening. Yeah, keep going.
In Victoria, mate. So anyway, I would have the ability to stop said fire. You are now dead. I could avert natural disasters. Be like, oh, no, we don't want this flood today. No, sorry. Go away. Go away. What? A volcano erupting? No, we don't want that. That's a no-no.
I can see Sarah, like, hovering around the top of, like, a volcano screaming down there. No. No, not today. Not today.
Not today.
Maybe tomorrow. I'll find out from the villagers down there if they could just vacate and let you, like, go everywhere. But for now, it's a hard no.
We just need you to calm your shit.
You could really fuck with people because you could go to some fucking village that has a volcano that's about to erupt and they're still a bit backward, right? And so they're still a bit ancient. And you could go,
and
just
right, from this volcano, thing's about to go off. There could be a goat.
Yes, yeah. It needs a sacrifice or it's going to go off. And you can make the volcano, like, calm its shit and they'd be like, whoa, you are a new witch doctor.
Wow.
Yeah, you're basically a god to them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I love about all of this? Right, Sarah, of the three of us, usually is the one who's self-professed selfish, doesn't do anything for anyone, people are assholes, et cetera, et cetera. We've picked things that would benefit us personally. We have no plans of world domination. We don't want to help anybody else.
Oh, no.
We just want to read people's minds and clean our house.
Yeah, and I'm going to go live in the Himalayas. Like, I'm really fucking off from society over here.
I picked a power, regretted it instantly, even though I've seen several movies that demonstrate that point, and I'm going away.
Yeah.
I'm still busy shaving my cat and cleaning my house, and Sarah's out there saving the world. I love it, yeah.
Well, you see, now this is the thing. I could be out saving the world.
Okay.
Or.
Okay.
I could be out destroying countries.
Okay.
Like, full-blown countries. Like, I don't like what you stand for. You're not going to change it? Fine. That's it. You're all dead. I will cause the earth to literally open up, swallow you whole, and then just close again.
Yeah. There's been dictators like that before,
But, see, that's the thing. It could go either way. I could be, oh, my God, Sarah's here to save us all. Oh fuck, she's about to kill us. That's the problem.
Yeah,
you're a terrifying supervillain because, much like the rest of us, you are very, very badly misinformed about lots of things. So
yeah, you know what? The Earth just may end up animals again. I may, in fact, just kill the entire human race. Just because, you know what? I don't want to discriminate against anyone, but, look, I don't like them, so they have to die.
Yeah,
but I don't want to discriminate, so everyone now has to die.
I can see this going so badly too, and I just get, Sarah, what happened in that hospital? Oh, it's people that I don't like in there. But there was all these things happening there. They were about to cure cancer. Oh, damn. Oh, well, they're in the hole now.
Yeah, they're in the hole now. Evolution will take flight and... maybe next time round we'll get it right, but till then.
Oh, that'd be so handy.
In the hole.
Anybody pisses you off, just get in the sea. And they won't get in the sea. Literally, the sea will just fucking come to them. That's fine.
There'll be a big hand coming out of the sea.
Yeah.
Come here.
Moana style. Just like, right, come on, in the sea with you.
Nah, I actually had Mortal Kombat style. Get over here.
P.S. to everybody who's listening to this, right, if you are thinking about, you know, getting up in arms about having to wear a mask, just remember, if you are a person that is a child in the 90s like we are, who, you know, were born in the 80s, you grew up in the 90s, think of all the cool games like Mortal Kombat where there was, like, people like, you know, Sub-Zero and Scorpion, and he had that thing that came out of his hand. They had masks on. When I go around the supermarket, I feel like doing that. Sometimes my kid wanders off and I'm like, get over here.
Or if you're an anime fan, just think Kakashi wore a mask constantly throughout Naruto. I don't know if you ever saw his face. I haven't even gotten that far. But yeah.
Also, if you have a roller door, like with a remote button like I do, so what you can do is you can park your car outside and then you can, like, physically roll under your roller door like a ninja. Funnily enough, you do it without a mask on, neighbors look at you like you've lost your damn mind, which I probably have. But if I've got my mask on, I'm just playing ninjas because I'm bored and I'm locked down. So power to you, mate.
Yeah.
You can get away with lots of things with a mask. Yeah. Look, there are plenty of ups to wearing a mask. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, if you want to go the evil route of wearing a mask, Darth Vader, Anyone?
Ooh, yeah. Bane. I am thinking about getting a Bane mask from eBay to wear to work just for funsies.
Look, do I bought my daughter a Tokyo Ghoul face mask. Ooh,
that's good.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, I have one question. So, yes. Okay. All right. I'm past the fact that you're not blue. Okay. You're not a Smurf.
Okay. I'm not a Smurf.
Okay. So you're taking sort of the concept of Captain Planet and Airbender or Avatar, yes. Right? Can we call you Captain Bender?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to call you Captain Bender.
Yay!
Yes. Captain Bender, she's a hero. Oh, she's going to kill us and put us in a hole. Such a sad sea.
Yeah. Because, you know, I always, like, especially, like, with the rain and shit, because, you know, if you can control water, you could probably control the rain, meaning you might be able to control storms. And then I could be, like, an X-Men, because, you know, growing up in the 90s, cartoon X-Men, Storm mm-hmm. was my favorite. She was a badass.
Yeah.
White costume, right? The white hair, dark. Oh, God. She looks so cool. I always wanted to be her.
Yeah.
Poor little
But knowing you, mate, you wouldn't stop like storms and stuff like that. You just walk to Coles with the rain falling down around you and not on you. So.
Oh, I could be like, you know what? I'm going to get off the anime because I watch way too much of it. And Amy doesn't know any of them.
I don't get what's going on.
And I only know like two or three.
Normal when you think so.
Yeah, because I'm like, walk around in there, I could be like Juvia from, you know, Fairy Tale, but again, no one knows.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's cool though. But yeah, so I could fully just, you know, and then if you can control the main elements, there's that prospect of, you know, evolving that so you can gain control over other like in Avatar Last Airbender, you've got Toph who controls the earth. She's an earthbender. I love Toph.
Oh, no, she's shit. Oh, God, the whole show would have been great without her.
She doesn't put up with anyone's shit. But she learns how to control metal because metal comes from the earth and it's got earth in it. So, you know.
My most hated character in the whole series.
No, she was cool.
Everybody I'm still quietly thinks she's cool. I'm the only one who hates her. I don't know what it is. I just fucking hate her.
I'm just quietly sitting here laughing at calling Sarah for the rest of this year Captain Bender.
Yeah. So for the rest of the year, please.
You gotta do, the fist bump though, like Captain Bender.
Sarah is Captain Bender.
But yeah, so that's my superpower that I want.
I love it.
Yeah. I
do. Basic, awesome, guys.
Control things, kill people if need be.
Get in the sea. Yeah.
Yep.
Get in the sea.
Okay, so that was our first episode for 2021. Woohoo. Well done, guys. We just barely got through there, I feel. Yeah, it's fine. Get back in the swing of it in a couple episodes. It's fine. Let's do some shout-outs. So, Bianca, I know you had a couple of shout-outs or one shout-out.
I have a shout-out. So, yes, on Twitter, so if you're not following our Twitter, please follow at FNWF Podcast. We are there, and I post all the time. And I ask for suggestions, and I put out what topics we're doing, and so this week I said, people of Twitter, what is your favorite superpower and why? And got a reply from 20 TI Minutes, which is a podcast, and his real name is Timmy. He said, he said that he would go with invisibility, but he would probably only use it out in public to dodge people from high school that he doesn't talk to anymore. We make eye contact, bam, ghost.
I love that.
Same. I love that.
Same. Yeah, oh, same.
I've never wanted a superpower more than the one that I wanted, but then that.
I had deliberately said going invisible is dumb and it makes no sense. But now I see why. Yeah. This is a good one.
Yeah.
Done. Love it.
So I'd also, because this episode will air on the 16th of January, I think we should sing Timmy a bit of a happy birthday because it's going to be released on his birthday. So
can we just sing it or can we just say happy birthday?
Let's just say happy birthday.
He needs us.
Yeah, that might be better for you.
I think we lose him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Happy birthday, Timmy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Timmy.
That was my little shout out.
I wanted to shout out to Scarlett from The Real Housewives of Reality, and she's also on another podcast called The Meat Limit. She has been plugging us on socials, so to that we say a big thank you. She's doing all sorts of really good stuff. Real Housewives of Reality is a podcast about reality TV. I highly recommend it for anybody who is a reality television addict. And The Meat Limit is her and two dudes and talk about random shit, and they are fun to listen to. So I highly recommend these guys, and a big shout out to Scarlett. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scarlett. Love you.
Okay, so I had a lot of fun researching this topic. I went down a few rabbit holes. Whoopsie. Yeah, dug myself out, dusted myself off, kept climbing. It's fine. Yeah. And I had so much fun with this, as I have had with all the other topics over the last year.
Yeah,
6 months now I think we've been doing this. So, yes. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nearly 6 months.
So long.
Yeah.
I know. However, we, as we always say, we would love some topic suggestions from our listeners. If you have a topic which you would like us to discuss, email us at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter. We are now on Instagram. So you can now follow us on Instagram. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't think there's anything on there yet because that was my job and I haven't got there yet. So don't look at it too closely. Just follow us. It's fine. Yeah.
Just follow us for now. We will put stuff up.
Yeah. We will. We will. When I get
around. Just to random stuff. It won't even make sense. Just let
it might be photos of my murder floof. We don't know.
That's the murder floof.
To everyone who's listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our rubbish. We hope that you have found it entertaining and you're not using any of the facts discussed in this recording to diagnose your children with illnesses or superpowers that they may not have.
Yeah.
All right, guys, peace out. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. See you.
Bye.